local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we thank you for tuning in. It is a live edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Happy Wednesday, December 27th. I'm Joe, back in the saddle after a nice time off, enjoying the Christmas holiday with my as of tomorrow, 10-month-old. I did not realize it was possible for a single human being to get as many toys as she got. Her mom and dad had a little something to do with that, but not nearly as much as the grandparents did.
Oh, yeah.
Although that is to be expected. But yes, my my living room right now is just a minefield of new toys. We tried to go the route of, because here's the thing about my daughter is that she loves daddy's PS5 controller.
Okay.
She loves daddy's TV controller. She loves daddy's cell phone. And so we got her own controller that has like a little, you know, little songs and numbers and things.
Gadgets.
We got her her own game controller. We got her own phone, little musical thing. And we got her own, what's the other one? TV controller thing. And she has all three of those. Do you think that stopped her from wanting daddies? It did not.
Not at all. She knows that ain't the real thing. Yeah. She's a bright whippersnapper.
Yes, off the charts in terms of cognitive skills, according to a doctor. So, yes, that had a wonderful Christmas. Austin, did you as well?
Oh, absolutely. And I was able to...
I see you got a Saints jersey for Christmas. Are you giving up the Steelers fandom that soon? That easy?
No. My family is Saints fans, though, and this is A.T. Perry, former Wake Forest wide receiver.
A.T. Perry. Never heard of him until this moment.
He's had
is he a rookie this year?
Yes,
okay.
He's a rookie this
year. All right.
And he's shown out.
All right, very good. Well, good to see you. Good to be back here.
Welcome back.
Thanks so much to you and Steve for holding it down for me.
Yeah, Steve was great.
That's good. So we'll get started right away here with our full rundown of everything happening in your world today with our top three stories. Israel is expanding its ground invasion into refugee camps in the central part of the Gaza Strip.
Israel is grinding ahead with a war it says will last many more months. Inside the Gaza Strip, the heavy fighting continued overnight. Israel saying it hit more than 100 sites on Tuesday.
That from NBC's Josh Letterman. He says Israeli forces are calling the region a new battle zone as their war with Hamas continues. This all comes as a communications blackout has impacted most of the Gaza Strip, which is causing issues when trying to help Palestinians injured in the fighting. Also, a migrant caravan heading to the U.S. is now in southern Mexico. Reports are that thousands of migrants from Central and South America entered the Mexican state of Chiapas Tuesday, with some carrying a large banner that read, "Exodus from Poverty." Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas are both in Mexico meeting with President López Obrador today. And House Republicans are investigating whether President Biden encouraged his son Hunter not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry into the president. Representatives James Comer and Jim Jordan are demanding documents from the White House that could shed light on whether the president called on his son to defy a congressional subpoena to testify behind closed doors earlier this month. Lawmakers say it would be an impeachable offense if the president was part of Hunter's bid not to comply. Those are our top three stories today. Here locally, a Pensacola man pleading no contest to attempted kidnapping and murder of his girlfriend and her son. According to the PNJ, 49-year-old Tamando Rubin entered the pleas back on the 20th to charges of attempted first-degree murder, second degree, as well as two counts of inflicting bodily harm during kidnapping. This all stemming from an incident on December 26th of last year. Rubin stabbed Sherry Leonard in the chest and her 18-year-old son 15 times and told them that they were both going to die. Rubin would later be arrested at the ECAD bus station on Fairfield Drive at L Street. He'll be sentenced on January 25th because of the plea deal. He faces a maximum sentence of 25 years in prison. Also, a Pensacola man today sentenced to 23 years in prison for repeated abuse of five children. The state attorney's office says Eric Suggs was found guilty of one count of aggravated child abuse and four counts of child abuse. Last November, Pensacola police responded to a call of suspected abuse of children ranging from 13 months old to 11 years old. Investigators say all children had injuries from being beaten with belts and charging cords, the 13-month-old's injuries being the most severe. More local headlines right after our first check of the roads and weather this hour. By the way, the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And the text line is always open as well, 850-437-1620. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we've got some accident reports in the area of North Blue Angel Parkway. If you are heading towards the intersection with Mobile Highway, we've actually got some road closures here because of an accident that has been caused, or at least that's what it says on our end. So if you're in that area, you may be experiencing some serious backups until further notice. As for that, we're seeing some minor congestion at like some of these intersections like North Davis Highway and Airport Boulevard, maybe Brent Lane and North Palafox Street, areas like that, of course, a little bit downtown. But unless you are in that area with Mobile Highway and North Blue Angel Parkway, that vicinity, there shouldn't be much holding you up too long at the moment.
All right. Thank you very much. Meteorologist Alan Strum getting us caught up on the weather situation.
Tonight, the weather will end up being partly cloudy with overnight lows mainly between 40 and 45. Some inland areas might drop down into the 30s. Sunshine for tomorrow with highs in the upper 50s. It's going to continue to be sunny and generally cool right on into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. And we'll touch on this more here in just a moment, but this is actually the first of a few cold fronts that we have here kind of in succession. Early next week, though, it's a little too early to see the forecast here, but the National Weather Service says that we could have temperatures overnight into the 20s. I think on January 2nd is the day when that rolls in. But we'll get more on that here in just a moment. Right now, 58, partly cloudy tonight, 44. Sunshine for the rest of the week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Temps will be in the mid-50s each day. Overnight lows in the mid-30s. National Weather Service meteorologist Will Redman says that all of Florida here is going to be experiencing a series of cold fronts. Central Florida in the lows in the 40s, lower 30s around here, and then a stronger cold front on January 2nd here. Here's meteorologist Will Redman.
You're looking at temps over the weekend, probably just in the 60s, and overnight lows could drop into the 40s.
And that's mainly in Central and South Florida there, a little bit cooler around these parts, of course. Hearing from Mayor D.C. Reeves today. So we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Downtown parking, obviously everybody has some feelings on that, some stronger than others. In the past, I want to say 2-3 years, I think I've parked downtown once.
Yeah.
And I had to park and then download an app. And I didn't, the Park Pensacola app, I didn't find it terribly difficult to use because there was a sign right in front of where I parked that said, hey, download this app and then type in your license plate and whatever. It took like 8 minutes or so. I had to get out of my car, go back because, you know, I don't know my license plate off the top of my head. So that was a little annoying and perhaps maybe a reason why I don't frequent downtown. I wish I would frequent downtown more, but I don't. But anyway, so the city announced a couple of weeks ago that they were going to be rolling out a new app called Park Mobile. Mobile, I believe, is the official pronunciation, not mobile. But the new app has gone live a few days earlier than anticipated. It was originally supposed to go live on the 1st, but it is now live now. So if you frequent downtown, you can download it. Again, that's Park Mobile. And here's Mayor Reeves talking about it.
We want to make sure that we take baby steps here, that we don't want anybody getting a ticket that used the old app. So we really don't even, right now it's indefinite how long we'll keep the old one up as well. So if you pay on the new one, Park Mobile, please move to that. But if you forget or you know, your parents or your grandparents, don't know to download it, and it takes them a couple months. We're going to try to keep that open as well, just to make this as seamless as possible.
So they say that the new app will be much less frustrating. It appears to use Google Maps and locations, which makes it more accurate in detecting where you are and what zone you should be paying for. Also, Keith Agee last week convicted of murdering 18-year-old Brooklyn Sims inside the Pensacola Home Depot. North Escambia reporting that an attorney representing him filed an appeal following the conviction in which he confessed to shooting Sims. The exact basis for the appeal was not mentioned in the filing. So that update there as well. Just shy of 4:20, we'll take our first break this hour. Back with state and national headlines as we're off and running here on a Wednesday. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball!
Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay. Especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 425 here. We will get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there was really only one big incident that we reported on last time, and that was on North Blue Angel Parkway. If you're traveling towards or from the intersection with Mobile Highway, traveling towards, what road is this here? Godwin Lane. If you're traveling anywhere in that area, we've got a lot of congestion caused from an accident report that has seemingly closed a lane. So there's a lot of issues going on at that moment. So if you're in that area, expect some severe issues there. Other than that, not seeing anything too severe at the moment. So if you're dealing with some congestion, it hopefully won't hold you up too long.
All right, and meteorologist Alan Strum getting us caught up on our weather.
Overnight low temperatures dropping down to mainly between 40 and 45 degrees. Some inland areas might fall down into the 30s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight. It will be sunny, though, on Thursday with highs in the upper 50s. We'll continue with generally clear and cool weather right on into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 58 degrees right now, 44, partly cloudy tonight. More sunshine Thursday, 56, 52 on Friday, and 54 on Saturday. So that's a look at what's coming up here. What's going on around the state of Florida today? A 23-year-old woman dead and her two teenage brothers are accused in a gunfight that began as an argument over presents on Christmas Eve. This happened in Pinellas County. Bree Baldwin told her brothers to stop fighting over which of them should get more gifts. Her 14-year-old brother then allegedly shot and killed her with a .40-caliber handgun and was then wounded by a bullet from his 15-year-old brother.
And in Hollywood, police officers nabbed two armed carjacking suspects using a new crime-fighting weapon called a grappler, Karen Curtis explains.
The suspects took off in the carjacking victim's yellow Chevy Camaro, closely followed by HPD. When cops got close enough, they deployed one of the department's newly received six grappler devices. The grappler net wrapped around the rear tires of the fleeing vehicle, bringing it to a controlled stop. Hollywood police say both suspects were arrested and a firearm thrown from the stolen vehicle was also located. Karen Curtis, Miami.
A new report is showing an increase in hate crimes across Florida. Attorney General Ashley Moody released the latest statistics collected by FDLE during the 2022 calendar year. It states that there was a more than 100% uptick in anti-Jewish incidents between 2021 and last year. More than 200 hate crimes were reported statewide during the same time period. I would imagine that a year from right now, we'll be seeing an even higher uptick in 2023.
Very likely. And the year-long toll relief program for Florida drivers is coming to an end this weekend. It's provided a 50% credit reimbursement to SunPass users who take at least 35 toll road trips a month. Some state leaders worry that if the program is expanded, it would dramatically drop toll revenue for transportation projects. Governor DeSantis has already hinted that it would be expanded during the 2024 legislative session.
National headlines, the Michigan Supreme Court is ruling former President Trump can remain on the state's ballot for next year. The court rejected an appeal to kick Trump off the ballot using the insurrection clause. One of Michigan's four Democratic-nominated justices acknowledged the Colorado decision, but said the two states' election laws differ.
Yeah, I was telling Steve last week, that doesn't really seem, or it may have been yesterday, it seems like people really, you know, have a pretty open-minded view on that. You would think it would be, like, for political gainsmanship. You'd think there'd be a lot more spiteful people trying to, like, get Trump off the ballot more often. So I'm surprised that that's not been more popular than it has been.
I'm also surprised, I guess, just in hearing that in a vacuum, that states have different election laws. Like, we're talking about, like, a federal election, whether a presidential candidate should be or should not be on the ballot. it would seem to make sense to me that we should have uniformity mm-hmm. on that front, given that we are a United States.
Or at least we're supposed to be. Yeah. Federal wildlife officials are planning to hire hunters to kill up to 100,000 owls so around 7,000 others can survive. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says that cat-sized barred owls are invading and taking over the habitat of smaller northern spotted owls, which are protected under the Endangered Species Act. Federal officials say that without action, the spotted owl could become extinct in the near future.
Heading back home may be taking longer than planned for holiday travelers. According to FlightAware, more than 3,300 flights have been delayed so far today, with 120 flights being canceled. I know a lot of weather situations going mm-hmm. on, but of course it is the holidays, so this kind of thing is to be expected. Nothing like what we saw last year, though.
Yeah. And special counsel Jack Smith is filing a motion to stop former President Trump from making political attacks during the trial. Smith says that Trump is trying to inject partisan political attacks and irrelevant and prejudicial issues into the case. The former president is accused of conspiring to overturn the 2020 election.
And our weekly George Santos update now. He's having some words with Mayor Eric Adams in New York City after allegedly getting his car broken into.
But I guess we're back to New York City in the 70s. Look at this. Freshly broken car glass. Yeah. Look at that, Mayor Adams. This is the city you're running.
So Santos says his was one of six cars that were broken into, but Mayor Eric Adams' team accuses Santos of breaking into the car himself. They also say Santos was lying about his car being brand new, saying NYPD confirmed it's not. So I don't know. Maybe they're Santos dumb. Is seeing five cars broken into and just smashing the window. I guess recent history would tell me I wouldn't put it past him.
News. I'm Kathleen Maloney. Border talks resuming today between some senators after they broke for the holiday recess without a deal.
Big issues remain like asylum and parole. There are questions about caps on migration. Negotiations are tough and slow.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas are traveling to Mexico City for talks about border security. New York City struggling to deal with the continuing influx of migrants.
A spokesperson for the mayor said as temperatures drop, they've had a surge at the city's intake center. Meanwhile, Mayor Adams says he keeps asking the White House for more help, but can't get it.
Fox's CB Cotton. Nearly 200 more migrants arrived in New York City just this week. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks managed slim gains today, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average rising 111 points to earn a fresh closing high. The S&P 500, up just 6 today, is now 15 points away from its all-time record close. The New York Times today sued OpenAI and Microsoft, accusing them of using millions of the newspaper's articles without permission to help train chatbots to provide information to readers. The Times said it is the first major U.S. media organization to sue OpenAI and Microsoft, which created those AI platforms like ChatGPT and Bing Chat, now known as Copilot, over copyright issues associated with its works. The entertainment world is mourning the loss of one half of the memorable comedy team, the Smothers Brothers. On behalf of the family, the National Comedy Center said today that Tom Smothers died yesterday at his home in California at the age of 86. With his brother Dick, Tom Smothers in the late 60s and early 70s co-hosted the socially conscious and groundbreaking Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour. That's Your Money Now.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
I've been taking Nutrafol for about a year.
I've been taking Nutrafol just over 4.5 years.
My hair was thinning.
I just gave birth. I was under a lot of stress.
I like Nutrafol because it's drug-free and the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement.
My hair feels thicker.
Stronger.
The breakage is less.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. It never made any sense as to why the Falcons pursued a trade for Deshaun Watson, but never engaged with Lamar Jackson. Atlanta should have made a serious offer to Lamar this past offseason, and if the Ravens matched it, then so be it. But not at least making that offer is something Atlanta should regret, especially when their quarterback play has been horrific this year. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know some ordinary cold medicines can raise your blood pressure? That's alarming! Fortunately, there's Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. It's specially formulated without alcohol, sugar, or decongestants to provide fast, powerful cold and flu symptom relief for people with high blood pressure. So if you have high blood pressure, try DayQuil High Blood Pressure, the daytime coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, colds, and flu for people with high blood pressure medicine. Use as directed and keep out of reach of children.
Get the home field advantage every time with Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. Whether you're a student athlete working toward your championship dreams or your team's biggest fan, Fairfield by Marriott has everything you need to get ready for game day, from comfortable guest rooms to complimentary hot breakfast. Fairfield is part of the Marriott Bonvoy portfolio of hotels and official hotel partner of the NCAA. Visit fairfield.marriott.com to book your next game day stay.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. There's really only been one huge traffic incident to report on so far today, and that is on North Blue Angel Parkway. If you are in the Godwin Lane, anywhere between Godwin Lane and the intersection with Mobile Highway, we've got some congestion in that area being caused from an accident report that has closed a road, so we are having some issues there. Beyond that, I am not seeing anything that's going to cause too much congestion for too long. So if you are in somewhere, maybe downtown or at a busy intersection, maybe you'll experience some issues there. But other than that, nothing too crazy.
All right, thank you very much, Austin. Look at our weather forecast right now. We're sitting at 58 degrees overnight, 44, partly cloudy. Sunshine for not only the rest of the week, but the weekend as well. Temperature's going to be on the cooler side, as we do have a series of cold fronts to look forward to really over the next week. 56 tomorrow, 52 on Friday, 54 Saturday, and up to 60 degrees on Sunday. Overnight lows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night will be in the mid-30s, so prepare accordingly there. That's a look at our forecast right now. Channel 3 weather. Quick recap of our top three stories before Austin fills us in on what's happening in the world of sports today. Israel expanding the ground invasion into refugee camps in the central part of the Gaza Strip, calling the region a new battle zone. Also, there is a migrant caravan that is in southern Mexico en route to the U.S. Thousands of migrants from Central and South America are now in Mexico. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas both in Mexico meeting with the president today. Also, House Republicans are looking into whether President Biden encouraged his son Hunter not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry into the president there. Those are our top three stories if you didn't catch them here at the top of the show. 4:39 right now, taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. Busy day in bowl season.
Yes, there's four games on today, and one of them I had actually pulled up the score of because it kicked off at 1, so I will look into that.
Yeah, just ended.
Have the final there?
I don't have the final. It was not that close. Virginia Tech and was Tulane, right?
Yes.
So I think it was like 42-21, something like that?
41-20 was the final. Vatech beat Tulane in the Military Bowl. We got the Duke's Mayo Bowl going on right now. West Virginia is beating North Carolina. Yeah. It says here they're 11 seconds into the game.
Yet they just scored.
Yeah, West Virginia's already up 7-0, so that's a game that we'll keep an eye on.
And the winning coach gets the mayonnaise bath.
Jeez. And then we've got Louisville and USC in the Holiday Bowl at 7 p.m. That's going to be on Fox. And the last game of the ESPN triple header is Texas A&M and Oklahoma State in the Texas Bowl at 8. So those are the two right now. As for Florida State, we've been covering this one for the past few days as far as their bowl game coming up on December 30th. Florida State's Keon Coleman is the latest to announce that he won't be available for the Orange Bowl. He's declaring for the NFL draft, where he projects as a first-round pick. Nearly 20 FSU players will be unavailable, either due to opting out or in the transfer portal. And they're missing Keon Coleman, Johnny Wilson, Trey Benson, Tate Rodemaker now, Jared Verse. I mean, they're
everyone.
It's a shell of what that team was.
Everyone.
This season.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this the day we were back after that, is that we knew that this would be what this would turn into, because that's just the nature of non CFP playoff bowl games. So this is not going to be any sort of indictment whatsoever as to whether Georgia is a superior team or if Florida State was deserving or not.
This is an exhibition.
Absolutely. By the way, the Holiday Bowl winner is getting eggnog bath today. So we've got mayonnaise and eggnog. If you had to choose between one of the two, which one, if you were a winning coach of a bowl game, would you rather be doused in?
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like eggnog is the answer on that, provided you get a shower very quickly.
That was my first thought. It just smells funky.
Mayonnaise, obviously, too, but I feel like the liquid eggnog, you don't want to be hanging around for a couple of hours, before getting that cleaned off.
They're both
rapidly.
Disgusting in different ways.
Yeah.
And the Detroit Pistons, we've been touching on this one. They were in very serious danger last night of breaking the NBA single season record for consecutive losses. And
they did just that.
Yeah. That's the thing. And that's what sucks. We were covering the score when it was going on, and they were up by 6-8 points, rather consistently. Well, they lost by 6. And Detroit, has dropped its 27th straight game. They are now 2-28 on the season.
Yeah. It's not good. Health, business, and science notes today. A ban on sales of some Apple smartwatches is now put on hold. A federal appeals court today temporarily blocked the enforcement of an International Trade Commission order barring Apple from selling the Series 9 and Ultra 2 watches. We talked about this last week. The ban was put in place after the ITC found the blood oxygen sensor in the devices infringed on intellectual property from a medical tech company called Masimo.
And Microsoft and OpenAI are being sued by the New York Times for copyright infringement. The lawsuit argues that the companies illegally used articles from the Times to help train the artificial intelligence technology ChatGPT. The Times is the first major news publication to go after Microsoft and OpenAI, and the newspaper claims that Microsoft and OpenAI are both responsible for, quote, billions of dollars in statutory and actual damages.
A Japanese automaker owned by Toyota is halting domestic production after admitting that it faked results of safety tests for more than 30 years. The brand Daihatsu is mostly known for manufacturing small passenger cars. It stopped production at all four of its Japanese factories. It'll last through at least January, affecting about 9,000 employees. Toyota says the scandal, quote, has shaken the very foundations of the company.
And several scientists are sounding the alarm after cases of an infection known as zombie deer disease has spread to 32 states. Yeah, I think I've heard of this. The deadly brain parasite, which is formerly named chronic wasting disease, causes symptoms including loss of coordination, weight loss, lethargy, and uncontrolled drooling. The disease mainly infects deer, elk, and moose. There's concern that the parasite could eventually mutate and spread to humans who eat infected meat.
Just before another check of our roads and weather, finally, many Americans aren't so concerned with going to the gym in the new year. According to a survey conducted by Stop and Shop, 39% of respondents say they want to reduce stress next year, while 27% say they want to head back to the gym.
I definitely, you know, through research and other studies conducted, this is the first time I've really seen a shift towards more mental health.
And the number one resolution is eating healthy, with 58% of people saying they plan to change what's on their plates. 4:45, another check of our roads and weather. Traffic line 850-262-6111 and the text line 850-437-1620.
Thank you, Joe. Looking at the traffic and weather here, or traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas here, once again, not much to report on. So if you're dealing with some issues, you shouldn't be held up too long. But that cannot be said about North Blue Angel Parkway. If you are traveling traveling northbound, particularly towards Godwin Lane, and then traveling even further north towards the intersection with Mobile Highway, that is still heavily backed up because of an accident report we had earlier that has seemingly closed a road. So if you are in that area, expect some issues. But other than that, you should not be held up too long wherever you're going.
Tonight, the weather will end up being partly cloudy with overnight lows mainly between 40 and 45. Some inland areas might drop down into the 30s. Sunshine for tomorrow with highs in the upper 50s. It's going to continue to be sunny and generally cool right on into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Right now, 58. Overnight low tonight, 44. Sunshine tomorrow and through the weekend as well. Temps a bit cooler in the mid-50s up until Sunday's high, reaching around 60 degrees. Taking a look at what's happening in pop culture notes today. Tommy Smothers of the legendary Smothers Brothers comedy and music duo passing away. His family and the National Comedy Center announced he died Tuesday at the age of 86 following a battle with cancer. The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour was famously canceled by CBS in 1969 over the duo's tendency to make fun of those in power.
And South Korean officials have confirmed that actor Lee Sun-kyun of the film Parasite has been found dead. The 48-year-old Lee had dozens of film credits in South Korea before starring in Parasite, which won the Oscar in 2020 for Best Picture. Officials say that he was found dead of an apparent suicide today inside a car in a park in Seoul.
The Color Purple hitting the $25 million mark at the box office after just 2 days in theaters. The film opened Christmas Day and notched the second biggest opening on the holiday ever. Also, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom continues to struggle as it made only $46 million in its first 5 days since release.
And Ariana Grande is giving fans something to look forward to in the new year.
There you go.
The pop star took to Instagram to share a series of photos and videos teasing the release of her long-awaited seventh studio album, referred to as AG7 by fans on social media.
Very excited about that?
I mean, it's she's all right, you know?
Okay.
Not a huge fan. She's got nothing on Taylor Swift.
That's
of
right.
Course, yeah.
Of course.
But who does?
That's right. The Powerball jackpot now up to $685 million ahead of tonight's drawing. The top payout grew again after there was no winner in the drawing on Christmas night. The cash option on the jackpot sits at just under $345 million. Taking a look at some wacky stories here before our final break. For better or worse, a wave of couples saying I do in Vegas on New Year's Eve could set a record for the city's busiest wedding day ever. Mm. That's because the date, 12/31/23, is a specialty date in the Vegas wedding scene, thanks to the repeating 1-2-3-1-2-3 pattern. And it's a double whammy because New Year's Eve is already a popular date in its own right for people to tie the knot in Vegas. So, you know, I understand that.
You kind of
get the cutesy little dates there, makes things easier as far as the invitations.
And remembering.
Yeah. And that's obviously a big one as well there as well.
I don't know. I think, like, and maybe I'm just kind of a dork. I think that part of me would want to, like, have a date that is special for its own reason, which would be my wedding. I wouldn't want my wedding day to be on a holiday that is already known or a notable day. For example, okay. My parents, I believe, got married on a Valentine's Day.
All right.
It's like, yeah, okay, that's romantic. It's easy to remember. But I think I would avoid doing that. I think I would not do that. I would choose June 7th.
June 7th.
Yeah,
okay.
You know,
why?
Known for nothing but Austin and insert
and the
woman's
day after
name here.
And the day after D-Day. So
okay. You go. Yeah. Whatever.
all right. 4:50. Final break in hour number one. Back with some more wacky stuff and good news to finish up. Pensacola right now. 4 o'clock hour on News Radio 92.3.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and on the Pensacola Morning News right now, well, guess what? I'm on vacation, so Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'll be back shortly. But in the meantime, I've got some really good, high-quality friends who are filling in for me. Anna Higgins, a great lawyer, works on life issues and lobbying, and Craig Heinzman, of course, with Marcus Baptist Church, a community outreach pastor, and also John Hutchinson, of course, formerly with Gulf Power and many other things since then. Their segments and also all of our prior stuff is available on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestrol.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. 4:55 here, we will get one more quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. There's only really been one big dog to report on, and that is if you are traveling northbound, coming from Godwin Lane towards Mobile Highway, if you are on North Blue Angel Parkway. We had an accident report there that had closed a road, and the congestion appears to be dying down some, but it is still present, so look out for that. Other than that, I am not seeing anything that should hold you up too long, so if you are not in that area, you should be good to go.
Overnight low temperatures dropping down to mainly between 40 and 45 degrees. Some inland areas might fall down into the 30s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight. It will be sunny, though, on Thursday with highs in the upper 50s. We'll continue with generally clear and cool weather right on into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. Final segment here. We'll do a quick recap of our top three stories before we send it off to Channel 3 News at the top of the hour. Israel expanding its ground invasion into refugee camps in the central part of the Gaza Strip, as Israeli forces are calling the region a new battle zone as the war with Hamas continues. Also, a communications blackout has impacted most of the Gaza Strip as well, which is causing issues when trying to help Palestinians injured in the fighting. A migrant caravan heading to the U.S. is now in southern Mexico. Reports are that thousands of migrants from Central and South America entered Chiapas yesterday, some carrying a large banner that read Exodus from Poverty. Both Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security's Alejandro Mayorkas are meeting with the Mexican president to talk about the situation today. And House Republicans are investigating whether President Biden encouraged his son Hunter not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry. Jim Jordan and James Comer are demanding documents from the White House that could shed light on whether the president called on his son to defy the congressional subpoena to testify behind closed doors. Wacky stories here. We had, I don't know if Austin, if you are big into art or not.
Yeah, it's all right.
There is an artist named Banksy. I don't know if you've heard of him.
No.
All right. So he's a pretty famous one. He is anonymous, and that kind of adds to his fame because nobody knows who he is. And a lot of his art has to do with political, satirical. He's critical of war, and so he'll pop up from time to time and graffiti on, you know, different walls and street signs or whatever. So he struck again in London on a stop sign. He added three military drones to the stop sign, and within an hour, he had posted the photo of the work there on his Instagram account. And of course, when people see that, they just look for it. They're just like, "Oh, where is this up?" So they go there. Within an hour, there's a group of people around this stop sign, and then two guys show up, one with bolt cutters, and another with he was standing on a bike, and the second guy was holding the bike in place so the guy could get the sign off.
Yeah.
And of course, everybody's, you know, videotaping these two guys as they steal the sign and they run off with it.
Idiots.
So London police say both of those men now in custody, trying to make, you know, a quick buck. I mean, you know, Banksy's art does go for millions of dollars, original arts, if you're able to get your hands on it. Legally, of course.
Yes, yeah, get your hands on it legally. Yeah. Looking at good news here, two fishermen say it's a miracle that they found a man who had been trapped for days in a pickup truck that crashed under a bridge in northwest Indiana. Mario Garcia and Navardo De La Torre say they were walking around Salt Creek near Portage, Indiana, yesterday looking for somewhere to fish when they saw a wrecked truck under the I-94 bridge and noticed a driver was trapped inside. The driver told them he had crashed there last Wednesday and was pinned to the seat. Police say the driver had suffered life-threatening injuries and that his will to survive this crash was nothing short of extraordinary.
Wow. Family of nine in San Diego is thanking their community for coming together after their home was destroyed in a fire on Christmas Eve. Mike Mayer and his wife have seven kids between 1 month old and 12 years. They were out of town when the fire broke out due to a space heater. The family received hundreds of donations in a quick period of time, and Mike says it looked like the North Pole.
Such a negative thing happened, but such a positive outcome, you know, and we just want to say thank you to everyone that's been helping us along this journey.
And the mayors say they'll stay with family until they can find somewhere to live. So good good job there from the community that their neighborhood's in and coming together to, you know, make sure that they have what they need and probably a little bit of what they wanted as well. Mm-hmm. 4:59, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. 12-minute break for us, and then we're back for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today, December 27th, 2023. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.